Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
You've been really outspoken about your mental health journey, and I was wondering, after leaving the career you thought you would have in medicine, how did you decide what you would do next?
After I dropped out of medicine, because I decided that it wasn't for me, not because I wasn't passionate about it, but because during my gap year, I discovered a version of me that explored life in a way that being someone in medicine wouldn't allow me to continue being. So I made the call to drop out of medicine. And I was starting from point zero, basically, and I didn't know what to do or where to go. So I just applied for any job that I could get, which eventually led me into ICT, where I am today. I also do a little bit of English tutoring on behalf of the Australian Migrant English Program for TAFE. That comes from my love for just teaching languages and teaching English. And when I started to work full-time, I didn't really want to let it go completely. So I found a program where I was able to continue just giving back to the community and mentoring once a week. I think a very, very important part of me that I would love to mention is, as part of my gap year, I discovered that I love dancing, and I learned a lot of Latin dancing. So now I am a huge, huge fan of salsa dancing, bachata dancing, merengue. And it's a huge part of my identity for who I am now, not just because I love the sport itself, but because dancing really helps me with my mental health. Dancing is a way that I clear my mind. It's a way that I connect to people in the community who help me get through things that I might be going through in life. I was never really an insecure person, but that was the year that I definitely saw a different version of myself. Mm. And dance was what got me back to life. So that's why dance is so important to me. And they always say depression can't hit a moving target. So when you're dancing, it definitely can't hit you. So that's why I always like to bring up dance in my talks as well when I go around to schools and organizations. And it's not about everyone has to dance. It's just about find something that lets you clear your mind or gives you purpose and direction in life.
How old were you when you started?
So I dropped out of medical school when I was 27. So I started late, firstly, and then I decided to drop out around 26, 27. I can't remember anymore. This was like 5 years ago, so I'm 31 now. And yeah, it was around that time where I took the challenge and said, you know what, I've never done this before, but it looks really social. I want to meet new people. And I worked for it. And ever since then, it's been a huge part of me and a huge part of my life. And anyone who's in the community will attest the same. Like, I have friends who are 60. I have friends who are 18, you know, and everyone, it's just when you're dancing, age doesn't matter. What you're going through doesn't matter. You're all just there having fun, having a good time and supporting each other.
Was there a significant part early on in your journey that you look back on now as being a defining moment for you?
The part where I mentioned about my gap year and going through a dark place because, you know, I felt like I was kind of falling behind in society. When you give up everything you've ever known, like 12 to 15 years of study, and you're, you know, hitting your 30s and all your friends around you are climbing the corporate ladder and buying property and getting married, and I'm there and I'm like, how do I ever catch up? That was a huge pressure on me as well, to think that I had to catch up when everyone has their own pace and everyone has their own journey. But that's also something that I notice from my own experience is very evident in society. It's we do feel like we have to hit certain milestones at a certain age, at a certain pace, in order to be successful. And it's really hard to ignore because that's what majority of society does. But as part of this whole journey, when I learned and I realized it doesn't have to be that way. And when you're around the right people, you would never feel that way. So that's one part of my mental health journey. And the other part that I would also like to mention is I was born with lupus. And if you know Selena Gomez, she also has lupus. So it's the exact same condition as her. And I went through a very dark period of my life, which I was very, very sick when I was about 22 years old. In the same year, I had a cyst in my brain. My heart pericarditis started to get inflamed, so I had trouble breathing. I also had kidney failure that was happening. So after a year of trying different medications and none of them actually working, my state was just deteriorating every single month. I had to drop out of uni. I had to stop working. I was just bedridden. And it got to a point where my doctors, they basically gave me an ultimatum. They said, look, none of the standard treatment is working for you, but we have a last option, and it's a therapy. It's infusion therapy, so you have to go in and kind of do it the same way that chemotherapy works. And while you're on this treatment, it's really heavy, so you won't be able to have kids if it doesn't clear your body. Or as long as your body is dependent on this therapy, you can't have kids. So I had to make a decision, and obviously I chose to do it because if I were to have kids, I need to be alive first to do it. The truth is, once you're on that therapy, it's impossible for your body to depend on anything else. It's the thing that keeps your body alive. And it really helped me get better. I bounced back on my feet. I was alive again. I was, you know, thriving. But during those really dark days where I was just lying in bed and I couldn't get out and I thought that it was the end, they always say that your biggest regrets come to you when you think your time is limited. And my biggest regret to me was not studying medicine. So that's eventually why I ended up going to study medicine overseas, which was when I got better. I decided that I was going to save whatever money I could and go overseas and study. And I did. A big part of my mental health was also growing up with lupus, because you get told a lot what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and can't do. You get told what your life will be like, how much medication you have to take, or like all the things that you're more likely to have. So I'm more likely to have arthritis when I grow up. I'm more likely to do this. I'm more likely to have miscarriages. And all of this flooding into your life every day from the age of 10 is compounded damage to your mental health, because you really start to lose sight of a really vibrant life. And for a lot of the time as well, I didn't like opening up about how I felt. So I always really tried to hide if I was feeling sick. I always really tried to hide if I was having a bad day, because it hurt me so much to see my parents like in pain because of me. And they would cry because I'll be like, you know, like my baby's so sick, and I hated seeing them that way. So I would try to hide it. And then that stuck with me as I grew up. So I would hide from my friends. I would hide from my teachers. And it's horrible, because with mental health, if you're not opening up and you're trying to absorb everything yourself, you really do the damage to yourself long term, and that damage came. But these days I'm in a much better light now, and I made a promise to myself that I'm going to be exactly who I am and how I feel and voice what's going on in my life, because a safe space starts with people who create the safe space. And even now at work, I'm very open about exactly how I feel. So if I'm having a day where I'm just a bit groggy, mind fogged or fatigued, I will tell my team, like, hey, my lupus is a bit flary today, so if I'm a bit quiet, then that's just me. And it took a lot to actually get to that point, because saying something like that triggers a lot of questions. Oh, really? You know, like, what's wrong with you? What's lupus? And how come you're fine? How come you look fine yesterday? And that's the hardest part about having lupus, is physically you look fine. You would never guess what someone has gone through, but like inside, it's so heavy what you have to hold. So I definitely know that a big part of my mental health journey was because I also had to carry the heaviness of lupus for a long time. And I truly learned the hard way that not opening up to people, not having good connection around you is not healthy for you. And it sounds really simple, but some people are really stubborn, and I was definitely one of them. So that's why today I go around and I love advocating for how important connection is, how important mental health is, mental fitness, and everything to do with just giving ourselves the best chance of having a life that is free from carrying the heaviness all about ourselves.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.